This is GQDN for a finally Friday, August 14th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, the game goes to Switch 2. Xbox has a new background coming ahead of next week. Oh, yes. And a game is being sold by an outsider. I'm sorry, not sold, but funded by an outsider. My bad. But we begin today with the United States Senate. Because according to PC Gamer, they launched an investigation into Roblox. Yes, they did. And by doing that, they are investigating Roblox in that way. And that is the Senate Judiciary Committee, Subcommittee on Crime and Counterterrorism. They launched an investigation into the child safety on the platform because they're saying that the company did appear to be prioritizing revenue and engagement metrics over the safety and well-being of the children. In a letter sent via Kotaku, was sent to the Roblox CEO, David Bezuskis, sorry, I butchered the name, by the subcommittee chairman, Josh Hawley, and ranking member, Dick Durbin. And they said that while Roblox has repeatedly claimed that it's a safe platform for children, quote, the public record raises serious questions about this promise. Over the past decade, police have arrested numerous individuals for committing serious acts of violence and harm against children they met via Roblox, including grooming, sexual abuse, kidnapping, rape, and even murder. Roblox is being used to trade child sexual abuse material, participate in sexually explicit, even violent, virtual experiences with children, bribe and escort children into producing explicit content, and lure children into in-person meetings. It is heartbreaking. Now, that's an end quote, by the way. The company has been fighting allegations, as one of the investment research firms called it a pedophile hellscape, meaning the restrictions on unrated games and age estimation checks and new kinds of limited accounts. Berusky took a straightforward step on telling parents who were worried about Roblox, quote, don't let your kids be on Roblox, end quote. But Congress is still not looking away. We will keep our eyes on this. But now we go to other bad news. Yeah, Netflix via NintendoLife.com is shutting down a studio. And the studio is named Night School Studio and has one behind Oxenfree game in its 2023 sequel. And Netflix shut it down. The news came from Gamefile, confirming that the Netflix platform has closed down two studios, a Night School Studio and the lesser-known Moonloot. Moonloot was working on a game inspired by Animal Crossing, but that's a no to that one. So that one is done. But we return to Nintendo Life because apparently Thimbleweed Park 2 is being funded by a wealthy outsider. What's going on there? Well, that's a sequel to the 2017 cult classic. And that news came from Jason Schreier at Bloomberg, who did interview the creator Ron Gilbert regarding the creation of the sequel, despite making more than $620,000 through Kickstarter for the original game. Gilbert wanted to avoid the crowdfunding site for the sequel, so he received plenty of interest from some regular publishers, but that was ruled out. Here's what Ron did say. Quote, I don't mind the publisher earning back their money. It's just that once they have earned back their money and become whole, they still want the majority of the money. Or there are really goofy terms, like you don't make anything unless it's a major hit. I always felt that was unfair. End quote. Now, Thimbleweed Park 2 has not yet been confirmed for Switch or Switch 2 right now. Oh, wait, it has. That's according to NintendoLife.com. But right now, it is targeting an early 2028 release date. We'll see what happens. So we'll see when that happens. Now we go to the esports corner. D plus Kia may be unstoppable. Even after taking down T1, they had 16 wins in a row. And the article from evenglobal.com does go through a lot of the steps that they went through. I'm not sure what game that this is, but T1 has conceded 3 dragons in the exchange for taking down Slu, Dion, Seals, Consenti. And that kill went to Faker. That's where Warner, Faker teamed up to gain successfully pick up Consenti. And that's one of the things that they did to keep that winning streak going. Now let's say that you want something a little bit cheaper than, well, anything else, especially if you have a Switch 2. Well, according to GamesRadar.com, JSAUX is celebrating 10 years of making accessories, and they've been in the business of producing accessories for 10 years. They have some charging gadgets, and they have a rainbow lighting up effects for some of their stuff. And right now, that stuff is at $17 at Amazon. So if you don't have any additional Joy-Cons, you can get that on Amazon right now, if you got the money to do so. My Nintendo Life was also looking at some of those things, too. That includes a joystick-type controller, and they had a review about it. It's the Fight Stick G01 Edition, and they were looking at it. Now, they don't have an American price for this, but they have it in the euro price, and right now it is 225 euros. Well, if you're on a budget, try the 8-bit do arcade stick. That is about, in fact, on Amazon, the Fightbacks R10 arcade fight stick is at $130 for Windows. The G01 is not available in the US. Now, if you have an Xbox, well, you're in luck. There's going to be an update. Yes, there is. And the update for your Xbox is going to be huge, because it'll get a dynamic background for both Xbox Series X and S. So if you got Stalker 2, and if you get the DLC expansion Cost of Hope, that'll be your background. But if Xbox isn't your thing, Nintendo did reveal some physical rewards for the DK Challenge. Now, we know about the DK Challenge for all that stuff. Thank you, Mr. Banks. But there will be a total of 39 cards that will be produced, with the 24 from featured challenges in Donkey Kong Bonanza and 15 challenges across Nintendo Switch's retro library on Donkey Kong games. And that will happen. So keep in mind, you have until September 1st to complete all the missions. And they will be emailed on how to be redeemed the physical card set sometime in October. That's for all of you Donkey Kong players. But once again, for Switch, Duskfade had a launch trailer via NintendoEverything.com, and it will have a new 3D platformer. And like I said, it's Duskfade, and the title was just released on Nintendo Switch 2. So if you want to play it, go do it. No show tomorrow, but that's okay, because this has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again on Monday for more daily news. Until then, go play some video games, people.